So I'm going to make this real simple. So simple a two-year-old could get it. So think about this. So I could actually teleport into your world right now. Not physically, but mentally, spiritually. Think about this for a second. If I could actually physically teleport into your world, I would see the same Jezebel spirit around you. I would see the same people trying to harass you, cut your head off, take you out. I would see Cain in your script. I would see Abel in your script. I would see Jezebel. I would see Delilah. I would see the same stuff happening all around you that's happening everywhere else. If you could quantum teleport into other people's lives, you would see the same battles, the same games. Why? Because it's already written. It's already written. There's nothing new. The same battles that they're facing, you're facing. The same storyline that they're facing, you're facing. You know it's true because when God wrote the script, Jesus was tempted in all points as you are. Jesus made a way of escape. He already went through all things before you did. So that means no matter who you are, it's finished. It's finished. In other words, if you're dealing with a rebellious teenager, somebody else is on the other side of the world. Somebody else is in China. Somebody else is in Japan. If you could teleport, and you already are because you're a fractal, you're a subfractal of everything else. Everything, you know, if you have a Pentecostal around you, false teacher, guess what? Millions of others have the Pentecostal false teacher as well. It's a cult. It's a Jezebel spirit cult, an emotional cult, preaching another gospel. That you can lose your salvation. That's a works-based gospel. If you can lose your salvation, it's a works-based gospel. Anyway, back to the topic. If you or myself could teleport into anybody else's world, you would see the same games being played out, the same storylines, the same struggles, the same issues. Now, you can overcome with the knowledge, with God's help, with fasting and prayer. Some things only come out by fasting and prayer. When God wrote the book of Revelation, before it was penned by a human, God revealed it to a human. But when God wrote the book of Revelation before the foundation of the world, what do you see in there? A lot of theologians, they say, well, is Revelations 2 and 3 about the present church? Is it about the church back in 2,000 years ago? Is it the future church? Is it a timeline? It's everybody. Now, in past, present, future, because there's no past, present, future. Everything is the now in Christ. And so the same storyline that you're dealing with, if there's a witch in your life, guess what? There's witches in other people's lives. If you're just not awake to it yet, wait till you wake up. You'll see them everywhere. They're everywhere. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So, but even a bigger, stronger kicker than what I'm saying here is if you wake up to this, you'll see the fractal holographic storyline everywhere. But if you wake up to this, it's even bigger. So the same storyline's playing out in everybody's lives. You got to overcome. Cain versus Abel's playing out in your life. Adam and Eve's playing out in your life. But here's the kicker. It's even greater than that. The same story that's playing out, the same story script, storyline, the same struggles that's playing out in everybody's life as a fractal, holographic reality out in front of you, the same storyline that's playing out there is playing in your heart. Uh-oh. So how do you overcome? You die daily. You die to the flesh. You die to self. Die to your own understanding. that rebellious spirit is playing out in everybody's storyline, if it's on the job or if it's in the city, the government, if it's in your house, in the church, in the grocery store. That same rebellious spirit is in everybody's storyline. There might be a Cain versus an Abel, right? Cain was rebellious. Cain was jealous. But the same rebellious spirit that's playing out as a storyline in all over the whole world, in everybody's different lives, is playing out in your heart. The same Cain versus Abel is playing out in your heart. The same Adam and Eve struggles, where Eve wanted to usurp the authority of Adam. The devil wanted to usurp the authority of God. It's playing out in your heart. So how do you overcome it? Well, first you got to get saved, because you can't overcome it until you get saved. Then you got to learn about walking in the Spirit and taking up your cross daily. If you're going down the highway and somebody cuts in front of you and you tend to get road rage, that's that spirit. That's that old Adamic spirit trying to come out. But if you realize you've cut other people off, you can get rid of that. When you look at another person doing wrong, they just haven't entered into the truth yet. But that used to be you before you got saved. If you have bitterness or unforgiveness, that's the old Adamic nature. That's the old rebellious spirit. Because if Jesus forgave, you can too. That doesn't mean you stop the boundaries. You keep the boundaries up. But it's the same storyline. And I've actually, in a way, teleported in a lot of people's worlds, because I've talked to a lot of people in the last 20 years. I've actually spent a lot of time talking to people and what's going on in their worlds. And the same stuff. Jezebel. Delilah. Narcissist. It's a fractal. So when you meet one narcissist, you met them all. When you meet one Jezebel, you met them all. How's that possible? Because it's the same spirit in them. It's a fractal storyline. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So why was he slain? Because he knew that all men have that sinful nature. God, Jesus went to the cross for me, for you, for all mankind. Not everybody's going to receive it, but Jesus went to the cross because the sinful state of man. In Adam, all die. In the second Adam, all live. There's your fractal hologram right there. In Adam, you weren't there, but you were there. And so the storyline, in Adam, all die. The first Adam, everybody died. It's a copy. You're a copy of the first Adam in the flesh. But the second Adam, if you're born again, you're a copy of the second Adam, and all live. There's your fractal holographic truth right there. It's so simple a two-year-old could get it. If it's happening to them, it's happening to you. If it's happening to the unsaved, all the unsaved are dealing with it. If it's happening to the saved, all the saved are dealing with it. That's why in Revelation, the stuff that he wrote in Revelation is happening now. In a story manner, in a fractal holographic story. Yeah, there will be the two witnesses and the 144,000 haven't appeared yet, but in a way they have appeared, because are you a witness? Is there a witness inside you? Yeah, there's two witnesses inside you, the Holy Spirit and the Word of Truth. You have two witnesses. The word testicle means witness. You have two testicles witnessing the marriage covenant. It's happening all the time, right now, everywhere.